For U.S. wheat growers, a frustrating export situation. First, a huge supply of wheat around the world, 912 million tons, almost 2.5% more than last season. Plus, we have that strong U.S. dollar, and USDA analyst Seth Meyer told us.
We face increased competition from Russia and the Ukraine, which have seen their currencies shrink pretty significantly relative to the dollar, but also a softening euro at a time when the Europeans had a very large wheat crop. Presents some challenges for us. We're less price competitive, and at the same time, some of those markets where sales are going on are closer to the Europeans and the Russians. So it presents us some challenges.
And he's pegging U.S. wheat exports this season at only 900 million bushels, 23.5% less than last year. Meyer says the average wheat price this year will be down almost 13% at $6.10 a bushel. 85% of the crop has been sold at that price.
And so implied in there is a bit of weakness going forward for the remaining crop that has to be marketed.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.